You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. World of Work.
And World of Work is brought to you by, yes, the Youth Employment Service. Getting youth to work is everyone's business. Visit yesforyouth.co.za. That is yes, the number 4, youth.co.za. And with me today is Dawn Klatko, who's a business coach and strategist and executive coach, and we have her on from time to time. We're going to be talking about the brain and how understanding your brain can make a difference to your performance in terms of living a flourishing work life, but also in other aspects of your life for that matter. She is here as well as her muse that was just introduced to Laura. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Now you've got to describe to the listeners what just happened here in my studio.
So I have an artist's mannequin. It's a wooden artist's mannequin that if you visit my website, you'll see Woody, as I've called him, is everywhere. So Woody and I have conversations. He's my point of focus. And he comes with me to every presentation and wherever I go.
Yeah, sometimes my guests are one sandwich short of picnic baskets.
I'm the first to
do you have wonderful conversations? He doesn't argue back, does he?
He's wonderful. And in fact, the full-size Woody is taller than me. It sits in
overshared.
My home office. Overshared. It is a bit.
The brain is a very important organ, and yet outside of a compulsory biology class, we never return to it once we step into the world of work.
You know, it's incredible, Eusebius. I think fortunately for us in the age that we live, even though we feel there's so much more pressure because of the environment that we're operating in, the cost of technology is coming down. And these very clever neuroscientists and people who work with the brain all the time are now unpacking on a daily basis far more understanding of how this wonderful supercomputer that each of us is born with actually operates. So from a practical perspective, there are things you can do to maximize the potential of your brain.
Step one would be to understand how my brain actually works. So when you say to me, Eusebius, I've got a technology that will allow me to look at your brain. You don't mean it quite literally. What do you mean by it? And let's talk about this particular technology before we go on later to talk about the spin-offs once you have gone through it. And it's one of those technologies where you have to go through the experience kind of to understand it. So I'm not sure if many of you will have questions today, but if you do, you can call in on 011-883-0702. Otherwise, just sit back, relax, and listen to Dawn describing it. And then, as always, we've got goodies for you at the end of this program where, if you are curious, you can be part of a free webinar that she is going to offer because she comes always with gifts to the show. So let's describe it, right? So what exactly does it mean to look at my brain?
So it's not a scan per se. I wish that it was cheap enough where you could. But there are multiple profiling tools that you can have access to online. There's one that I'm particularly fond of and I've worked with substantially. But what these profiles do, you know, they're myths about, it used to be a lot of people regarded it as simple as left brain, right brain. You know, are you more logically focused or more creatively focused? And the reality is that your brain always operates in a full three-dimensional, 360 perspective.
Yeah.
So what these profiling tools do, well, the one that I work with, which is Mind Dynamics, developed by Dr. Melody Diacha, what that does is it shows you where your strengths lie, where your biases lie. So where is the emphasis of where you've got high-performance zones of your brain, of every dimension of the brain? What it can also then do is show what happens to you when you're in a stressed state. So I'm sure it certainly happened to me. I can blank out completely if I'm in a highly stressed state.
Are you stressed out?
No, very relaxed, yeah. But it's so interesting. Once you understand what your expert zone is, where the emphasis of your brain design is, there's a wonderful book that I brought along with me. It's called The Brain, A User's Manual. The guy's name is Magrini. And he's a very clever scientific writer. And the beauty of the book, if you're interested, you must read it, The Brain, A User's Manual, is that for a layman...
Is it as fun a read as the title?
It's wonderful. So he's written it as if you've bought yourself a piece of equipment, and this is the user's manual that comes along with the equipment. So he demystifies a lot of the science and explains a lot of aspects of why your brain functions as it does and what you should do to take care of it, to optimize the potential. So he talks about, as these people do, about the almost the physical design, the structure, how it's composed, how it's made up. So I have done it for myself, and I now understand why certain of my behaviors are as they are.
While you've done it with the team, I was saying this morning in throwing forward to this conversation how incredibly valuable we found it individually and also as a team. What is the process to come to know Eusebius's brain? So obviously I've been through the online process, so I know what it's about.
Yes.
And it's a kind of, if you will, inferential, you infer based on sincere responses.
Yes, that's essential.
Certain truths about my brain. Just go into a bit of detail there so that people who are listening can understand what would happen to them. You won't cut off their, open their skulls if they were to come to you.
No, not unless they were a lab mouse, which I wouldn't do anyway. But so with the Mind Dynamics tool, it's very simple. It's almost, people almost become suspicious of it because it's a 15-minute online.
It seems too simple almost, yeah.
So there's a briefing process. So
but the proof is in the pudding.
The proof is in the pudding. So I've done many, many of these profiles. And the beautiful thing is that the response is usually people, it's that huge aha moment in understanding themselves. So the role of a coach in the process is to prepare you in completing the online questionnaire, because obviously it's just you. You've got biases and perceptions about yourself. So the crucial thing is to not try and double guess the questionnaire. This is not a psychometric test. This is an indication of a design component of your wonderful body.
Yeah.
So you have to be honest. If you want to go more in depth, then there are professional profilers who actually use a very interesting physical resistance test to give you greater detail. So once you've got the information, what a professional can then do with you is help the team. It's about, a lot of it is about respect and appreciation of the brains that are around the table.
So I go through the questionnaire as I did last week, and that information goes into, and this bit one doesn't need to understand unless you are obsessively intellectually curious. The technology works, and so the information that I give you as the person that have designed the technology then spews out a blueprint of Eusebius's brain profile.
Yes.
And that thing that is spewed out is basically a description of my
Your expert zone
and the areas where,
and your stress zone.
And my stress zones, right?
Yes.
So without revealing too much, give them a sense of, for example, either yourself or me and what we learned about our brains.
Well, in fairness, so I think one of the, I was thrilled to have a look at your brain. I was particularly curious about that. And it explained a lot. So what was quite interesting in your profile was that there was very little difference between your expert zone and when you're under stress. So that explained to me how in the work that you do every day, you're able to remain on an even keel. And well, you may not on occasion, but you certainly don't manifest that. If I look at my own profile, I have a very, what I call creative eye. So I sometimes read things that a creative eye loves to see the bigger picture, jump to the end conclusion. I get very impatient sometimes when people are telling me this laborious, detailed story and I want the end picture.
Yeah.
And I have this habit of jumping to the visual conclusion. So it can catch me short. Very often I find I've responded too quickly to an email or too quickly to a WhatsApp and then have to backtrack and apologize and correct what I assumed I saw.
So the details of the brain profile, there are, let's call them various matrix, right? So there is the ear, there's the foot, there is the eye, there is the brain, different parts of the brain that it gives you. And what Dawn is saying essentially, and I'm withholding a little bit, but I'm giving you enough as you are listening to be curious and maybe you can learn more and we'll tell you how by the end of this discussion, is that your own behavior upon reflection made sense once the technology told you what your brain profile is. And similarly, you've come to know me a bit over the last couple of years, and you laughed almost because a lot was elucidated about my behavior as a person, even as a professional on air, vis-a-vis the brain profile that came out after I'd done this questionnaire. I mean, it's amazing. It's a very elegant process.
Yes.
But it gives you incredible insight.
So there are really three parts to the process. One is it indicates for you how you onboard information. So through your eye, the eye, the ear, how do you bring information into your brain? And then it highlights or illustrates for you how you process. So are you more of a reflective person? Do you like to observe?
What did my profile say about me?
You were reflective. So you reflect, you reflect, you reflect, and then you have your expert zone is biased in rational argument. So that's why you're good at debate and presenting fact, and you hear very clearly. You'll hear points very clearly. And then it goes into, so there's this whole processing unit. And then the third part is how you act on information. So how do you speak? How do you present? How do you write? Mm. And how do you execute a task? So for example, for me, I have, and I always knew that I had a bias to fondness for process and for logic.
Mm.
Even in my most extremely stressed state, I will still be able to execute as long as I understand the process.
Mm.
People may then read me as being uncaring and unemotional.
And this is one of the first functional benefits, because I want to spend the rest of our time talking about what you can then do with these insights, right? So you've gone through the process. The technology has given you your brain profile. It gets decoded by an expert coach like yourself, how to read the profile. And then, of course, people want to know, okay, if I'm going to take time out of my day to go through this technology, so what? What will it enable me to do? And for me, one of the first benefits is, quite apart from helping you to understand your expert zone and what it is that you can continue leveraging to perform well, it also, in a team dynamic, can help you in a team kickoff session or midway through a team already having worked together, when you are taking stock of the team dynamic to understand why Dawn behaves certain kinds of way. So it turns out that she's not a cold that she simply is a rational thinker, and even when the building is on fire, she will still think sequentially and rationally, because that's the brain that she was gifted genetically.
So,
and that's so useful. And suddenly I realize, actually, I must stop making judgments about her not having a heart.
So you saw for yourself, fortunately, the dynamics between the team, and all of a sudden people have... So we're not talking personalities, we're not talking nature, nurture, we're talking about a design feature. And what you saw was greater appreciation or understanding or respect.
Yes, I mean, literally, one producer said of another producer, now I understand her.
and how?
Which was a wonderful, wonderful moment.
So it's all about high performance.
Sorry, producers, talking about you here while you are watching.
It's a bit unfair.
Yeah.
But
that shows you the functional value of the tool, right? So it's not an exercise in and of itself.
It's just like not reading your stars foretell.
Exactly.
You need to be able to apply this practically. Otherwise, why bother?
Yeah.
So there's a...
And that's what excites me, and that's why it connects to the world of work. Because one implication that we discussed for the producers in their relationship with one another is, now that I know this about my colleague, here are the implications for perhaps how I want to communicate with her, given that I know what her stress zones are. And clearly this is what, you know, and also when she behaves in a particular way, here's how I must not misread her behavior. That is a huge upside for optimizing team performance.
And what you want, so your investment in this kind of effort is to improve yourself, to help you enjoy your work experience, to propel your career, but also to the interaction between your team delivery. The good news is that one of the most popular subject that we talk about now is about neuroplasticity, the plasticity of your brain.
What does that mean?
So it's basically the stretch, the ability to teach the brain new tricks. And that is the formation of new habits, of positive habits. So just working with yourself before you get into the team environment, if you look at your profile and you see aspects which you've naturally inherited, it's part of your design, it doesn't mean that you have to subject yourself and go, well, that's too bad. You can actually create new habits of behavior and embed that in your own brain thinking process. So sometimes the way our brains work can trigger emotional behavior, a lack of self-confidence, uncertainty, confusion. So the good news is that whatever you do identify, once you understand it, you then understand what new habits to introduce and to create. Mm. And this isn't huge work. It's
so this is important, right? I want to underscore that. Because with these kinds of technologies, you can use them for your benefit or you can abuse them.
Yeah.
I had discussed with Dawn a technology that is very popular in consulting companies, one that I had first come across, the Myers-Briggs personality test. And when it is used well, the outcomes of those tests can optimize team delivery for the client or for the company. When it is used poorly, it can be used for bullying, for sidelining, even for not promoting someone, because you go in the world of Myers-Briggs personality test. Oh my God, Eusebius is, and the ones who've done it will know what I mean. He's an ENTP. We can't trust him to be in charge of the finances. He doesn't do maths models. He doesn't do detail or whatever. Or, oh yeah, cool. He's got to hang out with the client because he's an extreme E. He's far better at these things at sucking up and socializing with the client than I am. I'm an I, for example. So knowing your expert zone and knowing your stress areas isn't a reason to think that you are fixed in terms of what you are capable of doing.
Exactly. And you can make the decision then based on the, well, you didn't buy it, but on the brain piece of equipment that you've inherited, how you want to promote that or address it.
Yes.
So it's positive. So there, as I said, it's not a psychometric test. So there are wonderful psychometric tools and they're used in different ways. What I love about this particular tool is almost its objectivity, because it's like the brain as an object and then using it constructively for your own development. Mm. So I use it for myself. I constantly revisit. And In fact,
you went a step further. You said something under your breath on Monday that was interesting to me, to Abel, that or to the whole team, that in fact, if you get a new client now as a business or an executive coach, you kind of insist that they do the brain profiling. Why is that? So describe to the public how in your own work as a coach, this kind of tool is actually improving your ability to deliver for your own clients.
There are two ways. If I know how you onboard information, then it's up to me as a professional to repackage the way I present information to you in a manner that you will assimilate that information much more quickly.
That's fantastic. That's so beautiful. Sorry to interrupt you there. I just have an immediate connection with another development that marching towards us. It's right up there with the march towards medicine that is particularly made for your genetic coding instead of us all getting the same generic prescription.
So imagine the difference between briefing someone in your team and packaging it in your way, or packaging it in a way that they will assimilate the brief you've given them with full understanding. Mm. Imagine how much energy it saves for yourself.
Yeah.
So the reason I insist on it with my clients is because it saves us, 3 months of getting to know one another? Instead of me double guessing and trying to understand why they're not grasping an idea, or because it's my style of communication, it can fast track. And imagine the work environment with the pressure that we operate under and that whole resilience that we've spoken about in the past. If you're just able to fine-tune the way you're communicating, the way you're executing, it can save an enormous amount of time and effort. Mm. That's just one of the dimensions of it.
I think that was the second part, but interrupted your train of thought there.
Yeah. There's one example. I won't refer to the team by name. We'd been working together for about 6 months before we introduced this tool. And what it turned out, there was quite a lot of conflict within the team. What was interesting for me is when we did this profile, they all had very creative audio. So they were listening to the nuances, to the understated undercurrents of conversation, tone and emotion. And that resulted in a lot of conflict because nobody was really listening to the fact of what everyone else was saying. So what they all did was they stuck their red ears up on their computers as an alert to say, the next time we've got a briefing session, just take a deep breath, pause, and ask people to confirm that you understood correctly. Mm-hmm. Made an enormous difference. And I thought to myself in that instance, if only we'd done this 6 months ago, we could have spent a lot of time focusing on other more beneficial areas.
There's a second insight from that story and that example, which is to say that what's also interesting is that you may think, which is the other reason why you shouldn't use this as a basis for recruitment of people into your team. You might think recruiting someone with a similar brain profile as yourself is optimal for delivering the value proposition of your business or for your clients if you're in a consultancy. But you might as a team be susceptible to exactly the same kind of blind spots.
Exactly. We spoke a lot about respect, and you don't want a mirror image of yourself. But when you understand what the other parties or team members or partner is bringing to the table, we were speaking about how this is even relevant in your private life, in relationships, of understanding where the communication's breaking down or how one person sees something completely different to another. It's a lot of it is based on your brain design, the fundamental design.
Second last question before we run out of time. Let's talk quickly about the limitation. I'd asked you a bunch of questions the other day about how this relates to optimal work environments, resources that may be needed for Laura or Eusebius or Abel or Danae to be able to perform. And while this technology is useful, there are still other things that make a successful career journey and workplace, and those things continue to be ordinary requirements, whether they're met or not by a company, and they're not substitutes for those needs.
It's so interesting, Eusebius. So it comes down to work environment design. And when you have respect and regard for the brain, so it comes down to, I could give you three simple things like exercise, how you eat, and sleep. Mm. There are three components that have a very direct effect on the brain. So even making the right kind of food available for your staff is a physiological benefit to the brain. Mm. It's how you fuel it, how you feed it. Mm. Ensuring that you remove that the environments, if I take your team specifically where it's a very high stress delivery every day, what is the reassurance? How do you manage the de-stress? Mm. How do you defragment your brain? Mm. Exercise is not only about physical exercise. What's interesting in this Mind Moves model is that there are little physical exercises you can do that almost re-fire your apps. It's like preparing for focus. There are little physical exercises you can do that get your neurons firing correctly. Mm. It's a very exciting scientific field backed up by an enormous body of research.
Mm. Last but not least, give us some freebies because I like free things.
I like giving free things too. So the one thing that I'm doing, if you find this of interest, then listeners can join me. They just need to go to my website, theartofthesuit.com, and there's an automatic pop-up for a free webinar I'm doing on Monday evening, this coming Monday, that's the 16th of September, for about an hour from 6 o'clock. And I'm going to share more insights to what you can do, how you should take care of your brain. Thomas Edison, the inventor of the light bulb, said the primary purpose of the human body is to carry the brain around. So we don't give it enough justice or take care Absolutely. Of the supercomputer. Mm. And as always, if you do visit my website and register for sharing my insights, then you can get a copy of The Art of the Suit in ebook format for free.
For free, yeah. So go to theartofthesuit.com and you can sign up for this free webinar and learn more about the brain and then unleash its power maximally in your personal life and in the world of work. Dawn Klatsko, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. And thanks to your listeners. I hope it was of use.